It all started with United Republic, a Massachusetts nonprofit group. Josh Silver is the director of Represent Us, a project of United Republic.
Our organization is a national group, but we work at the city and state level to pass laws that address ethics, lobbying, campaign finance, transparency, to make politicians more accountable to people. And we do that by organizing people from the political left and the political right together around these anti-corruption laws that pass bold and comprehensive reforms. I met Dan Krasner, a Tallahassee resident and the leader of Integrity Florida, and he suggested that Tallahassee would be an interesting place.
So after meeting with Dan Krasner, along with other groups like the League of Women Voters and the Tea Party Network, the bipartisan coalition came together to form Citizens for Ethics Reform. And Silver's group has since poured about $100,000 into the campaign. Krasner says while the city has made strides in creating an ethics advisory panel that met close to 20 times last year and made many recommendations, which the city is implementing, he says,
Tremendous progress made in the city on ethics. And what a great place and great opportunity. The timing was right to go a few steps further, and that's what the November 4th ballot item is about.
So what does the proposed charter amendment, which garnered 20,000 signatures to get on the ballot, actually do? One provision creates an independent 7-member ethics board that will then appoint an ethics officer that will answer to that board. Krasner, along with Tea Party Network Chair Catherine Baer, called it necessary.
The ethics officer answering to the board is like answering to the citizens of Tallahassee and not to the people who are hiring the city auditor, the city attorney, the city commission, whatever.
Yeah, the key question is, do voters want an ethics officer reporting to city staffers or an ethics officer who's independent and accountable to the people of Tallahassee?
The city just hired an ethics officer. It's among the recommendations made by the 2013 Ethics Advisory Panel. The difference is Julie Meadows Keefe, who started this month, reports to the city attorney and city auditor, which Citizens for Ethics Reform is against and differs from the ballot proposal. On WFSU's Perspectives, Meadows Keefe spoke about how it's important she be transparent.
Transparency is something that we talk about a lot in government, but it's hard to necessarily implement that. So I think a big part of this job is engagement with citizens who have questions, concerns, or complaints that want to get responded to, that they've got that contact person, and they get feedback.
But Marilyn Wills, with the League of Women Voters and co-chair of the movement, maintains that hiring an ethics officer should be up to the independent board. So how will that work with an already hired ethics officer? While critics say it may mean Meadows Keefe is out of a job, Wills says there's always option B.
This person who is the ethics officer could certainly be one of the applicants and might even be chosen by the board. It's not that, you know, she would automatically be out of a job, so there is that opportunity also.
Other provisions include limiting current campaign contributions from $1,000 to $250, and using city money, another would provide a $25 refund as part of a rebate program to people who donate to city candidates, which draws more controversy. Catherine Baer says the goal is to get more people involved.
So many times people are going, well, these large donations are going in, and our elected officials aren't hearing us anymore because they are beholden to the people who've made large donations. So this $25 donation where they can apply for a refund is designed to get the everyday citizen involved that can't afford to get involved, get people to feel like the government and their elected officials are more beholden to them than these large donations.
But First Presbyterian Church pastor Brant Copeland is against the idea. He's one of the people who sat on the city's ethics panel, and he says he'll vote against it on election day.
Well, the way I understand it, for candidates for mayor or city commission, a donor can give whatever amount of money they like to that candidate. But the city would be required from its own funds to reimburse the donor up to $25. So the donor gives the money to the candidate keeps the money, and the city pays the donor. I can't understand how that would empower citizens, but it could impoverish the city. So
that was also part of the legal challenge against the Ethics Anti-Corruption Code Amendment that City Attorney Lou Shelley brought. He argued in court the ballot language is, quote, misleading and inflammatory. But a judge didn't agree. Now he says he just wants voters to see both sides.
Folks need to be aware of that if we had a full year of a blue ribbon panel looking at the state of city ethics, and after many outside speakers, both local and statewide, came in and made recommendations, and the specific scheme of the outside ethics commission, separate from the city commission, was fully considered and rejected by that panel. So Citizens for Ethic Reform are simply taking another shot at that, and we'll see how it goes.
Meanwhile, the amendment focuses on the Tallahassee area, and Citizens for Ethics Reform is hoping, if it passes, that it will extend to other areas of government, such as the county level. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.